man running it wanted to know if Jack would like to ride just down to the end of the spur road there, and he'd bring him right back. But no, sir, Jack wasn't going to get into that engine. He was safe where he was.
He was interested in watching it, but not in riding
it. That's right.
No. He probably wanted to ride it, but he was just scared.
Yes,
to get
he
in.
Was too scared. He just wouldn't get in there.
How old was he then?
Well, I don't know exactly, but he must have been around 4 years old or something like that. But at one time, Verder and Jack were with us, and Grandma Webb took the train in town. And we were standing beside the train waiting for things to happen, you know. And all at once they just blew out steam right on us. And that scared us. He was afraid of trains all the time. He wouldn't go. We tried to get him to go in and see Grandma off, you know, tell her goodbye and so forth. Go with Daddy onto the train. But he wouldn't go. No, sir, he wasn't going to have anything to do with that thing. But Vernon did. She went on. She was kind of proud of herself that she could do something Jack couldn't. Yes, they went on to see Grandma off, or she did. Jack was gone. And Jack was always kind of a bold boy. You'd think he wouldn't be afraid of things like that, but he was.
Well, after the steam came out,
yes,
right, that probably
that frightened him.
Yeah. Well, a little kid, they retain these memories too.
Yeah.
How old was he when he started the car with Dad on the... Tell that story, guys. It's so funny every time I hear.
Well, he was just a little tot yet. But he had a cap on, and I could see the top of that cap. It's a thing I had made for him. And I knew that Dad and Jack had come home, just driven into the garage. And I don't know why Dad was out in front of the car, but he was, and I was in the house. I looked out and...
And they'd driven into the garage.
They'd driven into the garage. But I looked out into the orchard and here came the car. Right out through the back end of the garage. The boards were on top of the car. And Dad was on the hood. And Jack was sitting at the wheel. I began to wonder what on earth was happening. It's frightening. It wasn't going fast, but it just took the boards right off the garage. They laid on top and went right on out. Dad jumped on the hood.
Well, he had to do that to keep from getting run over.
Yes. But it went slow, it kind of went out and curved a little bit, and finally he got off and got into the car and stopped it.
Jack evidently had slid over under the driving wheel.
Yes, and
just playing like kids will.
Yes, touched something that started it a-going and didn't know enough to stop it.
Oh, I love, I can just see that. Yeah, I can just see Dad on the hood and these boards. And
well, imagine me seeing it, and I thought, well, what in the world, you know? Took the whole end of the garage out. But we had some gas tanks back there by the windmill and tanks, but we never had them open to to be used, but Jack had seen his daddy put gasoline in. So when he saw the hose there and water, he put that into the gasoline tank. He was helping daddy out.
Did he fill a clear full of water?
I don't know how much he put in, but I know it was too much.
It doesn't run so good on water.
No, sir, it sure doesn't. So Dad had to get busy and drain that all out.
Oh, kids do funny things.
Yes, but, you know, you appreciate it anyway, even if they do some funny things.
Yeah. Well, how did he get to school? Because you were living way out there for first grade. Did he ride a bicycle in first grade?
When we lived, no, he started in the first grade, Jack did, while we lived in the little place.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you one thing he did. He was supposed to have gone with Pickerel on his car. He had kind of an enclosed car, and he picked up several children. But Jack didn't like to ride with him. I don't know why, I never learned that. But one day I was out there in the backyard, and here come Jack marching down the railroad track. He come home from school.
How old was he?
Well, he was in the first grade.
Oh my goodness, that's pretty old.
And here he just come walking in, just as smart as could be, you know. I thought, well, what in the world? But, he says, I didn't like to ride with Pickerel. That's all I could learn. I don't like to ride with him. But when the teacher found out what had happened, she wouldn't allow him to do it anymore.
She made him ride with the guy. Huh?
Yes. But he knew the railroad track came right by the place, so he knew how to get down there. And he just came marching in. When we moved out to the other place, where we finally were, we got Verda and Jack each a bicycle. And they rode it to school. It was all right until the wind blew, and it would get pretty hot. They'd have an awful hot ride. We felt sorry for them, but we couldn't help it. They had to get to school some way. Yeah. And then when Lynn started, we got another bicycle, and he was sure he could ride that bicycle. It was too big for him, but he'd go under the bar and ride it that way. He stopped once at Alma's to get a drink. He was so hot coming by himself. Alma thought he shouldn't have done it, but I admire him for doing it, asking for a drink when he was so thirsty.
Well, what was wrong with stopping at his aunt's house and asking for a drink of water?
And that's what I thought. But she had to report him. I thought it was kind of unnecessary.
If my nieces and nephews were passing by, I'd probably go out and ask them if they want, you know, go out and say, hey, come in, you kids, and rest a little.
Make it a habit to come in.
Because they'd already ridden probably 3 miles.
Well, it was 3 miles. And they had
still
all...
had another three, four to go, huh?
Yeah. And with the wind blowing and hot, it was really hard on them. One day, they had gotten a car, one-seated car that they could drive to school. When they got a permit just for to drive to school. And one morning, Dad had gone to work, and their car wouldn't start. It just wouldn't start. We didn't know just what to do. Finally, we ended up with this. Jack got the tractor and hooked it onto the trailer and put the rest of the children in the trailer, and we put blankets over them, quilts to keep them warm, and he drove that to school.
It was cold winter time?
Yes. Mm. And my, he was proud to think he could drive that tractor to school.
How old was he then?
Well, I don't know what grade he was in, but, you know, he felt he was really doing something.
Yeah, right. Well, Jack was very resourceful.
Yeah. So he got them to school in a trailer. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gotten there that day. Now, what else can I say?
Well, let's see. I can't remember any other story.
When he was just a little feller, before I had Verda, he was always tagging along wherever I went. And I went, we had some chickens. I went out there in the chicken pen and fed and watered the chickens. And he was with me. He always followed right along. But he got busy doing something out there, and I thought, well, won't hurt him to play in the chicken pen for a while. So I went back to the house. I shut the gate and went back to the house. And next thing I looked out, there he was standing by the gate with his hands on the fence just a-frying. So I had to go out and get him out of the chicken pen.
He thought he'd been deserted.
Yes. But he was playing there, and I thought, well, he can play for a while in the chicken yard.
Well, how old was Jack when Dad had his heart attack?
Well, I don't know for sure. He didn't know that he had a bad heart, I don't think, until after we were out there at that place.
Jack tells about after he had his big heart attack that then you all had to milk cows.
Yes. Oh, it wasn't altogether the heart attack that they had to milk for. He had hurt his knee. He'd crawled under a car, and when he came out, why, some way, he snapped his knee some way. And he went down to Paradise Valley, because that's where Albert was, and had his knee operated on. And we had a big field of cotton that needed watering. The only way to water it was to run the old tractor and a big belt that would run the pump. And that thing stopped on us. And Jack and I worked and worked and worked, and we could not start that tractor. We didn't know what to do. There was the cotton drying up. And what was I to do? I didn't know what. But then Dad was coming home. So I loaded all the children into the car, and we went uptown and picked him up in the evening when the bus came in. And so the next day, he kind of knew just about what was wrong with the tractor. I didn't. And I drove to Madera. Of course, the whole bunch had to go along, and got the part that was needed, brought it home, and Dad was going to sit on a stool out there and tell Jack and I what to do. He came almost fainting, but he kind of buckled himself up and stayed with us and kept telling Jack and I what to do next. And we finally got it together and started the tractor. My, what a relief.
I guess so.
because our cotton was drying up. I know we didn't get near as much as we would have if we could have kept it fresh. But we did the best we could. Let's see.
So how much longer, how old was Jack at that time?
Well, he was still a teenager. I don't know just how old he was, but he wasn't too old yet.
He was still in school at Chowchilla then?
He went to the church school, yeah.
Yeah, right, but he was still in school there.
But yes,
he wasn't
yes.
So it sounds
like this was summertime.
Oh, sounds like you depended a lot on him.
We did. We depended a lot on him. He was quite a go-getter, you know, and would do what he could do. But I was going to tell you one on Dad. Dad had his teeth all pulled. He went into town and had the dentist there pull all of his teeth. And then he got his false teeth. Come home quite proud of his false teeth. Went out to do the milking. When he came back in, he says, "I lost them in the trench." He got sick to his stomach with those teeth in his mouth and vomited them into the trench. But got them out and cleaned them up. He had them in his mouth. You're too expensive. You can't throw them away.
Oh, I know, but I would throw it up to put them back in my mouth even after they've been cleaned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now what else can I tell?
Well, let's see here.
You better turn it off till I can think of something. When Fred was born, I was at the Mercy Hospital in Merced, and Dad had Jack and Lynn with him. I think Verda was with Grandma. But he had the two boys out there, and he was out in the field working, and he had a borrowed team and our team. So he had one horse of the borrowed team with ours, because that was three horses that he was using. So we had the other one, and it was a tame horse. He went and put Jack and Lynn on the horse to ride. Never been on a horse before. And they were way off down at the other end of the field, and the horse that they were on looked over to see where the other horse was, his mate, and saw it clear over there next to the road, and it started on the run just as hard as it could go with those two little boys on it. And they hung on till they got right there, and then it stopped just abrupt, and they both went off. Did he never remember that?
Yeah, I think Jack told that story. He said he landed, Lynn went off first, and then Jack landed right on top of Lynn.
But anyway, they had their horseback ride. They never did care to ride horseback.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people, you know, it's like anything else.
Well, it wasn't the thing we were doing. And Dad had ridden horseback when he was in Canada. That was his transportation.
Well, Dad liked horses, though.
Yes.
That was his favorite animal, wasn't it?
Yes, because that was all they had. They had no cars. Mm-hmm. And Dad used to, in Canada, ride a horse to a schoolhouse on a weekend night and go to a dance. They'd have community dances, and he'd go to them. Their only entertainment. I don't blame them.
No, well, let's see. Where was Dad born?
In Tennessee.
Tennessee.
He was born in Tennessee, and then they moved to can't think of the name of the place. Because we were down there. I'm sorry, I can't think of the name of the place, but New Mexico, I think, some place.
Oh, Dad's talked about Clovis, New Mexico. Is it Clovis or was it a...
No.
Roswell.
What's that?
Roswell.
Roswell, yes. Dad was sent... Their father had started a place way off out in the fields as he was trying to improve upon it so that they could live there, you know, homesteading. And they had sent his brother out there, and I don't know how he got there. But he was alone out there, so the folks thought they should send Lee out there. They called him Chester. So they put him on a horse, and I think he was 7 years old, to just cross country miles and miles and miles. You couldn't see the other end at all. To go to his brother, all by himself.
How long a trip would it have taken on horseback?
I really don't know, but I don't know how long it took him, but he got there.
Dad remembered, of course he
yes.
remembered doing that.
Yes, he said, he showed me where they put him on and sent him across that, just a bare field for miles. How he ever found his brother out there, I don't know, but for pastime, they were trying to catch rattlesnakes. You know what boys will do. Well, anyway, once his mother and his sisters, and I don't know who all was in the wagon that day, but she thought she'd better go out and see how the boys were doing. And she struck out across country like that. There was two girls that were half-sisters of Dad's. They were along. And I don't know who else. But anyway, because his younger brother and sister weren't there yet then, they didn't have them, I don't think. Dad was 7 years old, and they had gone and gone. It got dark, and finally the horses stopped, and they wouldn't take another step. They just stopped. She tried to make them go, and they wouldn't go. So she said, well, we better just stop here. So the girls got out and helped hitch the horses, and they just camped for the night. The next morning, they said when the one sister got out there and looked, she gave a yell. She said it was such a deep bank that if they'd have gone over there, they'd have all been killed. And the horses wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But she hitched the horses up, and they went around us and went out to see what the boys were doing, and they were spending their time trying to catch rattlesnakes.
That must have made her mother feel much better.
And, you know, two little boys like that trying to cook for themselves, all by themselves, way out there in the prairie.
Now, his brother was older than he was?
A little bit older.
But not much?
No.
Mercy.
To me, I wouldn't have thought of sending a child on a horse cross country like that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Now, if a horse had broken its leg, where would the boy be? But you have to live on the property to prove it up, you know.
Yeah, right.
So that's what they were doing and spent their time catching rattlesnakes. We went out there to see that when Fred and Dad and I were on that trip that summer. And we went out there and Dad says, now the house was just about right here. There's just grass now. But it was nice for him to be able to see the old place.
Oh, absolutely.
They never did get it proved up. Dad went to Canada with his dad when he was 12 years old.
His dad decided to go buy land in Canada then?
The rest of the family, relatives, you know, uncles and aunts and so forth, were up there. So he took Dad, and Dad was 12 years old, and they went up there. And then I don't know how the rest of the family got there. I don't know that. But they were there. And Dad got awfully tired of that grain farming.
Mm-hmm.
Away from people, you don't see people. He would be put on a wagon when they'd get it full of grain. He would have to drive to the elevator. Well, it was a big day's drive, all by himself, to drive to the elevator to get rid of the grain and come back.
And he's only 12 then, or 13.
Well, he was, I don't know just how old he was, but he was a teenager.
But even at that, this is a teenager for a whole day. I think people did require so much more of their kids back then. Because they had to. It was almost a necessity.
Yes. But Dad got tired of it, and he and his dad didn't just jive too good there for a while. And so he left and went down to the Ford factory and worked there for a short while.
Where was, in Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he didn't like that too well, so he thought, well, I'll just go down into Tennessee and see the family, relatives and things. Got down there, and his half-sister, or half-brother, I should say, was getting married to his, now let's see, I can't tell you exactly, I think it was a cousin, but they were going to get married, and they were in a buggy. And Dad was, I think, driving the horse to the buggy, taking them to get their license and get married. So, for to have some fun, he drove into a mud puddle that stuck them, and they had to get out, pull themselves out.
They're on their way to get married?
Yeah.
I hear they get all muddy.
That was fun.
Sure, it was fun for him, but not for them.
Well, that's just it. You see, this brother, half-brother, it was his mother's son.
Oh.
And the girl he was marrying was a cousin.
Now, is this the branch that stayed there? Is this what this Bill Webb that calls us, is that's related?
Yes, Bill Webb is a son of Dad's father, Grandfather Webb's father.
Uh-huh.
No, wait a minute. Of Grandpa Webb, I should say. A brother. His dad is a brother of Grandpa Webb.
Okay.
And while Dad was, I'm talking about my husband, Dad, he was back there, and he, you know, there used to be a Ku Klux Klan, mm-hmm. and he was out for a walk in the evening, and I guess there wasn't too good a light, but he says when that, he heard the Ku Klux Klanners coming along, going swish, swish, swish as they were walking, and he says when those feet came right close to him and he saw them, he says, I know they were my uncle's feet.
Hmm.
And that would be this Jim's father.
Oh. They were pretty rough.
Grandpa Webb, that's Dad's father, had been on a lynching party. Mother told me that just before we were married. She wanted me to know it. But when, right after we were married, he had a spell of brain fever. That's all I know of what it was. But he was very sick and delirious. And it left him. And it left him a little bit mental when he got over it. And, well, Dad did the best he could about it. He put him into it was a building just for old men at the county hospital. It was just across the street from the big hospital. And he knew where we lived. And he would not stay there. Time after time, we'd look up and here was Dad. He'd come walking in. And of course, I call him Dad, that's Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take him back. And in a day or so, he'd be back again.
Well, poor Philip probably was very unhappy then.
Yes, I'm sure he was. Till finally, we decided to keep him, just let him sleep mm-hmm. there in the tank house. But Dad had a job up in the mountains in the apple orchard. And it left me alone with his dad. And I didn't just like that too well. So Thelma came and stayed with me 1 week because, well, I was quite large before Jack was born.
Did Dad and his family come down from Canada? That's I can't figure out what happened there.
Well,
did you already tell me? I can't remember.
I don't really know how the
Dad went to Detroit and worked.
Yes,
and
for a short while.
Then he went to Tennessee.
Yes.
And then from Tennessee, where did he go?
Back up to Canada.
Oh, back to Canada.
So he came home from Canada. Well, that was when he came home with Uncle Susie and the boy that wanted the ice cream cone.
And home was...
They really had no home. They just came from Canada, but they stopped at a house up towards Livingston on the right-hand side of the road going up from Chowchilla Lake. And the house isn't there now. But he came home with Uncle Susie and Calvin. And that boy had to have nice cream cone.
So then he went, and that's when he went to work in the orchards and stuff?
He, not right away. He tried to find a job. He had a friend. He got acquainted with a friend. They said he resembled Dad a whole lot in looks. But they went to San Diego. Now, you see, he had an uncle and an aunt in San Diego, a couple of them. And so we went down there, and he kept inquiring for a job, and they stopped at some road work. They were doing some leveling or something for putting in some roads, and then asked for a job, and they looked the two fellers over and said, "You can have a job, but the other feller can't." So Dad got the job.
I wonder what the difference was.
I don't know. Dad never said, or if he knew, but he said he got the job, and that separated him from that other feller. And I guess it was a good thing. If he wasn't fit, why? Now, you see, at this time, Dad was smoking. He smoked all the time. But when his sister came into the hospital and had her appendix out, Francis, why, he came in there with some others to see her, and I took them in there when they came. I just kind of went in with them. I was on duty, and Dad turned around and he said, "Would you go to Yosemite with me?" Well, I said, could I take my girlfriend with me? Yes, and I'll bring my brother along. You'll be four of us.
Was that like you, just to go with someone you didn't know? You really didn't know him.
I really didn't know him, but that's why I wanted Smithy with me. Her name is Elvira, but we always called her Smithy. Mm-hmm. And so we went with him. I'll tell you one joke on us. You know, in those days, you were modest. You didn't say, "Where's the toilet?" You just waited. And we wanted to go pretty bad. And we saw a sign back on a building there in Yosemite. It said, "Toilet." So I asked him if he would stop. We both went in there, and it was an old toilet building stored full of toilets. So then what were we going to do? I don't think we ever told the boys what we ran into there.
Well, that didn't help you any.
No, it didn't. But that day, Dad and I came down in an ash can lid in the snow. I have a picture of it. That was our first time out. And of course, Max and Smithy didn't make a hitch. But anyway, we had them with us. I didn't want to go with a stranger alone. like that.
Right.
And be gone all day, and Yosemite would be all day. So, we had a good time. Dad was very modest. We went up once to a river, and we pulled our shoes off and went in wading. And I was holding my dress up, but I wasn't exposing anything, and he really thought he was catching me with my dress too high. So he was kind of clapping his hands at me to just having fun out of me because I had my dress too high, but I wasn't exposing anything.
Of course, back then you showed a knee. It was terrible, I guess.
Well, it was to him. He was of the very modest type. But he had to pull his pants up, too, because it was deep.
So how long did you go together before you got married?
Well, I don't know exactly. Probably 6 months.
No, you really didn't wait very long, actually.
We had gone together a few times, and finally he proposed, and I said, no, I said, I can't marry you, I said, because you're not an Adventist, and I am. And so right away he went and found the Adventist minister. I didn't know his address myself, but he found it. And found the Adventist minister and took a course of studies. And when he finished that, well, he was ready to get married. He was ready to join it. He was raised in a family of Christians. You know the Christian church?
Oh, no, I don't think I've heard of it.
And he didn't like that because his uncle was a preacher for the Christian church, and he found him with his team of horses at a watering trough, and the horses weren't drinking like he thought they should, and he was beating them on the head. And he says, I don't want any of that kind of religion. He liked to see horses treated right. And so he wouldn't go to church with his folks. That was the Christian church. His folks belonged to the Christian church, but they weren't just regular members. But when he studied our religion, he was ready to accept it. And I think he was a good Christian.
Did he get along real good with your mother and father?
My father was dead.
Oh, that's right. You told
but he got along fine with my mother, and he always said he wished he could have met my father. Because there was always good report about how he was.
Mm-hmm.
And but the first time I came to Chowchilla with him, and the family had a kind of a little, I don't know whether we had a picnic lunch out there under the tree or just what, but we were sitting out under some tree someplace, Joseph's family and us, and Don was just a little feller, and Dad had quite a lot of hair, and he let Don grab a hold of his hair and he'd lift him up. And Gail, she's one that's just a little different from most girls. And next time I saw her, she says, my mama wants to see that man. She And I never did know just what the problem was, but I knew that her mother didn't like Dad, by what Gail said. Gail was just a youngster. And I think it was because Don thought he could grab somebody else's hair. Did somebody turn in?
Yeah, it might be Jim. Let me see if it isn't. I'm heading for